big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Down to get you in the taxi, honey. Ooh. Gonna be ready about 8:30. Come on, sugar, don't be late. I'm gonna be there when the band starts jumping. Just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, we're going to have them all. Dance on both of my shoes when they play them jelly rollers. Tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters Ball. Too much money. Come on, baby, don't be late. I wanna be there swinging when the band starts jumping. Just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, we're going to have them all. Dance both my shoes when they play them little blues. That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Then at the Docktown Strutters Ball.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night, but tonight we have have the Big Beat Show here. It's July 7th, I think it is, or July, yeah, 7th, 2016. It's WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. You have the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rallo, and I'm so happy, as usual, to have you here aboard. And we open up tonight's show with something unusual, a little unusual for an opener, that four nights on a transcription that came out on the Monogram label EP in the 90s, but it was probably recorded in the late 40s. The Four Nights with a song that goes back probably at least to the 1920s. The Darktown Strutters Ball, all right? So we're going to go right now to a 45 RPM. Over there on the turntable, here's Bobby Smith and the Dreamgirls on the Big Top label from 1962. And let's give a listen to Mine, Oh Mine.
Love. a dreamer. I'm just a dreamer. I'm just a dreamer. Dreaming of you.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Yeah. Remember that group? Yeah, the group from Jersey City. They don't sing anymore, unfortunately. The Duprees with Joey Vann singing lead. Yeah, the Duprees, that's right, from Jersey City. From their first co-ed label LP, came out in 1963. We just heard Joey Vann singing lead with the Duprees from Jersey City as time goes by. Before that, well, we started off with the Four Knights to start off the show. Then we just heard the Four Haven Knights, totally different group from New Haven, Connecticut. It was Atlas Records that put that one out in 1956. I'm Just a Dreamer, and Bobby Smith from the Dream Girls and the Dream Girls from Detroit. Big Top Records, 1962. We heard Mine, Oh Mine. Here's the next story about a guy who, you know, he's from the city and he meets this uptown girl, you know. It's kind of different for him, and she treats him kind of differently, and he kind of likes her, but he sings about her here, calls her a society girl. Here are the Shepherds on Apex Records from 1960.
Said, you know, I never should have married a society gal. Society gal. She won't cook me no lima beans. She has a fit when I mention collard greens. You know, I never should have married a society gal. Society gal. I asked her one day to cook some big beans. Me down her nose. Then of course she got a divorce.
When she found a pot of chitlins on the stove.
Standing in the courtroom the other day, after the judge heard what I had to say, he said you never should have married a society gal. Society gal.
Chitlins on the stove.
Standing in the courtroom the other day, after the judge heard what I had to say, he said you never should have married a society gal. Society gal. Well, he said you never should have.
You
turn.
And that's a group called The Originals. They had two records on the Diamond label in 1962. One of them was played a lot and was kind of a hit. This one was their second one that was kind of not a hit and didn't sell many. It's a pretty rare record. The Originals on Diamond. This one came out in April of 62. It was called You and I. Ahead of that on Apex, as I said, 1960. Poor guy married that society girl. But that's what it was. The Shepherds. Society Girl. All right. Let's see. The next set, we got something from 1960, 54, and from 1948. The one from 1960 we're going to hear now. And that is, of course, not of course, but on the Shad label, Shad, the Big Five, and this is called Stardust in Her Eyes.
I'm Ray Pollard of The Wanderers, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
I sent you three roses and wrote on the card, each rose has a meaning so close to my heart. Oh, when we are apart, dear, I will send you three roses to speak by my heart. Don't know the words to explain the message a flower can bring. It speaks with the fragrance of rain. You're my everything, so darling, remember. Oh, when we are apart, dear, I will send you three roses. Well, three roses.
As you might expect, that's December 1948. Andrew Tibbs and the Dozier Boys in a traveling mood. Oh, man. Decca Records, October 1954, gave us the Singing Wanderers, and we heard Ray Pollard, of course, and a really nice song, a very well-written song called Three Roses. And it was the Big Five, Shad Records from 60, and Stars in Her Eyes. I don't often do this because I don't often do this, but there's a lot of books, not a lot. Some books come out about the music, and most of them are just not very well done for one reason or another. There's one just out. I mean, it's just out for a few weeks, and it is well done. I'm going to tell you about it. And it's called A Cappella. It's about the art form, a cappella. It's history, it's usage, it talks about its ethnicity, its growth in the 60s, and so on and so on. A Cappella, Living in the Shadows, 1963 to 1973, by Abraham J. Santiago. Actually, I see there's a subtitle that says A Social History. Abraham J. Santiago, Harbinger Press. It is not a bad thing. 388 pages, including index and stuff and introductions and stuff, but most of the meat of the book is really quite well, and what's pretty rare in a book nowadays, it's accuracy. And this one, I think, from what I know anyway, is pretty accurate. So you might want to check it out. It's by Harbinger Press, Abraham J. Santiago. I'll give you the title one more time. A Cappella, Living in the Shadows, 1963-1973, A Social History. That's it.
You hold my hand, I feel so grand. I touch your lips with my fingertips. Hand in hand,
Flair Records, 1955. We just heard Shirley Gunter and the Flairs with How Can I Tell You. You know, people say they wonder who was the first girl group that had a national hit. Well, it was them, not the Chantels, who was the first group. I love the Chantels. But it was Shirley Gunter with Oop Shoop back in 1954, I believe. And that's the only thing that ever got any play on the East Coast, as far as I know. But she made several other records that are really, really great. And that was one of them, but most of the other ones are pretty rare. Oop Shoop isn't really common either on the East Coast. But How Can I Tell You, Shirley Gunter and the Flares. And before that, unknown group with We Are In Love. Let's go to a soul recording now. Group was out of Arizona. This was issued in November of 1967 on the Pathway label. The group, the Servicemen, with My Turn.
My turn, my turn, my turn to hurt you. To hurt you. You've been treating me so bad. You have made my heart little heart feel blue. You've made my life so
one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, oh, I discovered her right before my eyes.
Oh, I discovered her right before my eyes.
Well, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I know who'd buy most anything. But this is what he yelled at me as I walked in his shop.
Hey, get out of here with that before I call a cop.
Oh, get out of here with that before I call a cop.
Well, I turned around and got right out, running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she yelled at me as I walked in the door.
Get out of here with that! And don't come back no more!
Oh, get out of here with that! And don't come back no more!
I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the boy, he turned around and ran.
Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran.
I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate. Until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go.
Say, get out of here with that and take it down below.
Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below.
The moral of this story is if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. Cause you never get rid of that, no matter what you do. Oh, you never get rid of that, no matter what you do.
This jockey is a little unusual for me.
Father, forget son. The world is mad with one another. What's to become of the world?
What that was. But first, we heard My Turn by the Servicemen, Arizona label Pathway, November 1967. In the middle there, from December 1950, a song that was recorded by several people, at least one other guy named Phil Harris, a comedy guy. But that was Steve Gibson's original Red Caps with The Thing. And just now, Marilyn Pierce leading The Five Keys on a song that was written last week. Oh, no, it wasn't written last week. I'm sorry. It was written in 1955. But the lyrics, P. Peace and Love, Marilyn Pierce leading the Five Keys on Capitol. Chuck Willis wrote it. It was recorded April 25th in 1955 and came out in June of that year. Let's go to Chicago. Parrot Label, The Rockettes, and Love Nobody.
She found out
that the cat, he wasn't nowhere.
She found out
that the cat, he wasn't nowhere.
I thought it over a million times.
Yeah, good question. What makes a man fool around? That was the Ebb Tones on Crest Records from July 1956. And it was November 53 when Parrott put out the Rockettes and Love Nobody. Let's come back up to New York City. And we're going to hear the Mellow Moods with Ray Wooten on the lead. Red Robin Records from 1951. He was like 13 years old. And you just can't go through life alone.
Don't ever feel that you can go through life alone.
Oh,
you.
A lonely guy without you.
At night when I ought to be dreaming, I am wondering just where you are. And sometimes I feel like screaming, for I worship you from afar.
Time for the whole thing, but this is The Coins on G Records, August 1954, and Blue Can't Get No Place Without You.
And sometimes I feel like screaming, for I worship you from above.
Maybe I'll get the whole thing in one of these weeks soon. Right, thanks very much for listening tonight. Gonna end up with the Starlights with My Greatest Thrill on the Joyce record label. Came out on a Relic label in 1965 on a 45. All right, here are the Starlights with My Greatest Thrill. Thanks very much for listening. May harmony be with you, and good night.
Chip, chip, dooby, dooby, bop.
If I could travel to Asia or Spain, a great fortune and maybe some fame, they might excite me, but you would still remain. Oh, oh, my greatest thrill.
Whoa.
A night in Vienna, antiques from Peru, my greatest thrill.